Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's in the band.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
Yes. Microphone check. Can you hear me?
Oh, there y'all go. Hey,
yes.
Y'all.
Can y'all hear me?
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah,
hold
a little low.
Here.
So, yeah, a little low.
It's low.
Hold on.
Can y'all hear Ray Queen?
Yes, Ray Queen. Yes. We hear you.
All right.
Ew, can you hear me now?
Hello?
I can.
Say it again? Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
It's an echo. Yeah, I can hear you, but it's an echo. It's an echo?
Echoing?
Yeah.
Echoing?
I don't know. Well, while we're getting it together, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of GQ Powers Love Fantasy. We are here every single Wednesday, same time, same place at 8 p.m. You can always call in every Wednesday, check us out. We're going to discuss some grown and adult topics for you guys, interview artists, authors, producers, you name it, we do it. So we're definitely willing to help everyone out. So this is Wednesday. We're back. We're happy. We're excited. Happy hump day. So we're definitely happy. The week is almost over. So we're good to go. So, Miss Mobetta,
yes.
How you doing? There you go. Yeah. Ray Queen, you there?
Yeah. You know it. Yeah.
All right. How you ladies been? How's the week thus far?
It's going awesome. I, Ray Queen, cannot complain. I cannot. It's hump day.
Who's humping tonight? Who's humping tonight? Who's humping tonight? Who's humping tonight? Sorry, I know. So extra. Miss Mobetta, you good?
Oh, God.
Technical difficulties
Your girl Storm. I'm doing all right. I'm happy it's hump day. It's Wednesday, day off. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Feeling kind of lazy from the hours.
Hello.
7 p.m. Hey, there
you
are.
There she go.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. The week's been good?
Yes. Can't really complain, you know. Thank God for another day, period. And that just goes like now you have to thank him for every moment. So
I'm just
thanking God over today. I ain't complaining about nothing.
No, I'm not complaining tonight. What season are we on right now, ladies?
Scorpio season.
I knew you guys knew. Scorpio season. Happy birthday to all the Scorpios out there. We have a birthday. Xavier's going to be 17. Happy birthday, Xavier. 17. Oh, my God. I'm so old.
Wow! Happy birthday! Yes, happy birthday!
Yeah, so we have a lot of birthdays for us this month. Xavier, Naisha, Sarquasia. We have a lot of birthdays this month. Definitely back to back. So happy birthday to all the Scorpios out there. How is that? Is that better?
Better. Oh,
yes. Better.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's on the invoice, too, by the way.
What?
Happy birthday to all you Scorpios out there. Yeah. I've been working on my man voice lately. I'm just doing my
dude.
I see. Just,
oh,
dude. Just a little bit. But, yeah. So, how you guys feeling, though, with everything going on in this crazy world, though? How are you guys? You guys are good? You're safe? You're okay?
Well, what had happened was I'm getting over COVID for the third
time. I'm just getting over COVID. Yeah, I didn't want anybody to know, but yeah.
So you said on the air tonight?
Yeah, I said on the air tonight. It was
now we know.
Weekend,
now we all know.
Yeah. I know, right?
Now.
There goes that secret. Damn.
Oh, my God.
COVID is a new cold.
You know it. Myself and my mother just had it. Now I find out that my sister in Long Island, Benita, just got it for the first time. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a
well, praying for you guys.
Thank you. Oh, I have an announcement to make, if I may, Divas. This is Ray Queen here. I was going through some paperwork today looking for myself and my mother. We were looking for my birth certificate and came across a certificate of baptism. My certificate of baptism from when I was
What year was it? Here I go, right? What year was that?
Because I tell people, you know, everywhere I go, I've been baptized. I remember being baptized. I know I was baptized. I could not tell them exactly when. I could not tell you. So here it is. It was, let me see that what my name is. Was baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit on the second day of June in the year of our Lord, 1990.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at you. Wait,
yes.
So at first, this devil's advocate, right? I'm just going to say it. At first, I thought you said 1919. I was going to say, Ray, stop smoking. Stop smoking. Even though you don't smoke, I was like, hold on.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to say that, though.
1990.
Well, congratulations, sister. 90. Very good.
Thank you.
1990. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so that
what
that,
was I doing?
That concludes. Girl, I don't even know what I was doing, but
wow.
It was before I had kids, because my son was born in 93, so 3 years before my son was born, and that was 2019, 18. I was around 18. I needed it, Lord, yes.
Ooh.
I needed
Wait,
it.
Wait, he was born in 90, what year was he born?
93. My son was born in 93.
Wow. So Naisha was born in 92.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Time flies.
Wow. Well, I just want to crack. I just want to point out though that Black does not crack because Naisha will be 30 on the 8th. 30.
Oh,
can you believe it? Me having a 30-year-old.
Ew,
oh my God.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Me having a 30-year-old? Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Oh,
I put on a couple extra pounds, but I found a picture of me from back in the day. I was like, ooh, she was smoking hot. Whoa, where is she?
Girl. I came across the picture today of you and I again. I came across these pictures again when we were young, you and I. Two pictures. Yes. Oh, my Lord, yes.
Wow. All right, Miss, we're all on the air, right? Check.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Switchboard operator? Check.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hear me now?
Yes. Ray, real quick, look through those pictures. Look through those pictures and tell me if you find any pictures of Naisha, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right.
But Miss Mobetta, Rachel was baptized in 1990.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
1990.
I thought you said Nah. I thought you said 1919.
We weren't even thought of in 1919.
I won't even tell the year I was baptized then, but I actually got baptized twice because we got baptized twice because when you're younger, being baptized, I don't know if people really understand what being baptized is. Because when you're kids, you really don't know the extent. So being baptized is like a public declaration that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So, you know, when you're younger, you really don't understand what that is. All we was excited was about getting dunked in the water, you know. So when I became an adult, I got baptized again.
But you know what? There are some young kids though who like truly like, you know, are not like, I could say myself, I don't know about you guys. Well, like when we went to church, we had to go to church. There are some younger kids who literally you don't have to make them. They feel it, they want it, and they understand it. So it's definitely, you know, a little different, you know, because growing up in the church and becoming one with the church and, you know, not having to go because you're made to go, you know, is different.
Yeah.
And, like, you receiving that calling and knowing at such a young age that this is what you love to do, you know?
Right.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how are you, ladies? We've been chopping it up, you know, for a little bit. I know we got a really good topic, and Miss Mobetta, you
good,
ready?
Good.
Let's
I'm
just
good.
Jump right in it, you know, just where we could spend most of our time, you know, on that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go, Miss Mobetta, Long Island leading lady, let's go.
Let's get it. Now, tonight, for all our callers and listeners on here, tonight we are speaking about the fact of what's happening to our hip-hop culture and that we are losing our men in the droves now. And I know it appears to be, you know, when it comes to rap and stuff like that, that stuff is highlighted because a lot of times they are African-American men and they're being lost to violence, mainly gun violence. It's sad and frustrating. It sends you through all types of emotions because we spend a lot of time defending our people. We spend a lot of time defending our people and fighting for equal rights and justice. And then you see a story of us being taken out, one of ours taken out by one of ours. Like, what direction do you see our young people, not just hip-hop, just our young people headed in, period? What's happening?
I don't know. It's just sad because it was definitely a lot of chaos, a lot of just constant questions, you know, not enough answers. It definitely leaves you a little numb, a little speechless, you know, when you have to, like, listen to your children and then... if we just, you know, take a minute about music alone, hip-hop alone, listening to your children, you know, literally be very upset, you know, over someone taken so young, you know, before life even gets started, you know, fully. You know, when you're in your 20s, I mean, you're just kind of like feeling things out, you know, you're trying to identify with who you are. So I definitely feel that it's kind of scary, I believe. You know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. You can go out anywhere at this point in time, and you may not come home, you know. It's definitely a little uncomfortable for me personally, I feel. You know, it's a little uncomfortable because you don't really know who's going to be there, who has ill intentions, you know, who doesn't want to see you succeed. If that bullet's going to be for you or is it for someone else, Mm-hmm. Right, but we just feel a little uneasy, you know, to me personally.
Well, you know what, Storm, just not to cut you off, whatever, but because I was listening earlier, I mean, a lot of people don't really listen to this man, Charleston White, but he, what he said makes sense. But, you know, that was his destiny, whether we want to accept it or not. You know, did it have to happen? What happened had to happen? No. You know, but that was his number. We all have a time in a day where our number is up. That it just so happens that his happened in tragedy. Now, and I'm not saying that to excuse the chaos that's happening in areas where we were talking about on our last show, where people are infatuated with guns. But everybody think carrying a gun makes them a bigger person. You know, not everybody. Excuse me when I say that. You know, a lot of people carry it because they feel that they're bigger people because I have a gun, and that whoever's around you is going to fear you. Some people are not afraid of that. A lot of people are not afraid of dying. You know, if that's what happens, that's what's going to happen. A lot of people are not in fear of that. But it's a lose situation. You know, a life is lost, and then now you lost a life, and the person that actually committed the crime is going to lose theirs too. Because, you know, what are you going to do? Go to jail? Some people are actually comfortable in jail, believe it or not. You know, so what's left? You know, and again, a lot of these are artists, our hip-hop artists and stuff like that. So what's happening is, when it comes to the hip-hop and all that stuff, people they're no longer storytellers. Hip-hop is an actual art. All of that stuff is artistry. Mm-hmm. It, you know, you come with some kind of talent. Now nobody has to have talent when it comes to hip-hop and stuff like that. You don't have to have talent. All you got to have is a little nerve. So they getting up there, they talking about stories, that telling stories that actually happened, incriminating themselves and people that are around them. You meet up with somebody, they mad because you have allegedly snitched and did all that stuff. Now it's causing a whole other problem. But back in the olden days, you know, in our era when we actually party and jammed off hip-hop and shit, like, they had storytellers. They were telling fictitious stories. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Slick Rick stories and they talking about cars running, talking and all of that. That shit was fake, but it had us partying and it didn't have nobody beefing.
Yes,
now it's a whole competition of some dumb shit. Like, it's so frustrating because I can't even really put my words to how I want them. But it's a travesty. And for those who are listening, we're speaking. I was personally speaking about the Takeoff, which is one of the members from the rap group Migos. So, you know, it's a travesty, and a lot of the stuff that's happening doesn't have to happen. It does not have to happen. You got people out here, they beefing, they wait until they get into a public sector to want to beef. You probably seen this same dude at the store or something, nobody around, and you said absolutely nothing. You wait until you get to a party with a whole bunch of people around where you can get your little 5 minutes of fame, everybody recording and doing shit like that, and then you want to talk some shit. And then the person that's the target wasn't even hit. You hit somebody that wasn't even the intended target. Like, everybody want to carry these guns and nobody know how to fucking shoot. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. So real quick, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is 319-527-6761. You do have to press 1 to go on the air. Ms. Mobetta is definitely very passionate about it. You know, that's why the words are coming the way they're coming, because she's definitely, you know, she's feeling it. It's, you know, certain things hit home, you know, closer to home for some people. So that's why she's very passionate about it. But the lines are definitely lit up. You do have to press the 1 button to go on the air, just to be able to give your feedback on the topic. And even if it's not your feedback, you know, on Takeoff, or just if it's just your feedback on gun violence alone, you know, because, you know, like you said earlier, a lot of people don't, they're not familiar with his music, you know, or their music, so to speak, you know, but they may be able to relate in the aspect of gun violence, you know. So, if, you know, if anyone wants to press one to go on the air for that too. Do you think that it's very soon to speculate what really took place?
Well, they have some videos circulating that I've watched, and there was an argument that happened. Somebody got snuffed, and then the shots just rang out. It had to been about at least 10 shots minimum that rang out. And to listen, it was from two different guns. It wasn't from one gun. So, you know, it had to, you know, it was exchange of fire or whatever, you know. Why did stuff happen? It was more than one person.
I feel like when things happen, you know, like that, it's like I always feel like, will we ever know what the real reason was, you know? Or will we really know who the real, you know, intended person was, you know? And then I just wanted to just piggyback on when we had mentioned that it was like, say, Takeoff and, you know, his family, you know, how they're affected, you know, by it, and how the person who did it, how their family, you know, is affected by it. But I also want to just point out how the people who are standing around that really just came for a good time, how they're now affected by it, you know, and how such a traumatic experience it is for them as well. Because some people, they go to, you know, they just want to dance and have a good time and, you know, enjoy themselves, you know, or just enjoy good company. You know, I don't think anyone ever thinks of, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go out and then not come back home.
Right.
You know, and I don't know, I was trying to understand, you know, because what you were explaining, you said, okay, as part of like the assignment, you know, I think when I came in, you were talking about how somebody was talking about it earlier, Ms. Lovetta, and I forgot the gentleman's name.
I'm sorry.
In and out.
Huh?
You were mentioning that someone had was talking about it earlier, and he was saying like it was part of like the assignment.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, you lost me.
Oh, no. When you were explaining earlier, you said, I don't know if you guys follow this one gentleman, right? Remember who you said?
Who I'm
talking about?
Who, Takeoff? Oh, Charleston White.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, yeah. So I was in and out because I was trying
White
to help with the studio.
I was talking about Charleston White when I said that.
Right, and then I was asking you to repeat what you said.
And how, you know, he was saying a few things that kind of made sense. How that who could we be mad at? You know what I'm saying? Because as far as rap goes and stuff, we're bringing these terrible lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because the guy who he was having the interview with, he was like, but the record companies are behind it. He's like, no, the record companies are not behind it. Record companies are the business aspect. They're about making money.
Right. Okay.
And if you're bringing in gangster music is selling it, I'm going to sell it. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, we have to make that change. And like I said before, charity starts at home and it spreads abroad. You know what I'm saying? You can't go out there and create some kind of situation and then get mad because somebody else ain't fixing it.
Right.
What appears to be happening.
Yeah, I think it's just very unfortunate. You know, it's very unfortunate. A lot of people are affected. You know, and I definitely could see that online. You know how, you know, they do have the videos circulating, but they also have the fans. You know, they have the fans that are out there and they're commenting, and it seems like a lot of people are they're really affected by it. You know, so definitely, you know, our condolences to family and friends and, you know, anyone that's affected, you know, by the situation. But this gun violence is just, you know, I don't know.
It's becoming too familiar now.
You know, Yeah, it's just, it takes a toll all by itself, you know, and it's,
yep.
I remember back when, I think Nipsey Hussle, when he had got killed, and then PNB Rock had got, I was just like looking over today of so many different young, talented, you know, people who were just taken from us so short, you know, short period of time. Yep. And, you know, sure, it's sure a lot of, you know, a lot of people have gangster rap and stuff like that. But sometimes to me, I just feel like, is it really the lyrics that's doing it, or is it the people who are just so envious of you, who don't want to see you succeed?
That's what it is.
That's doing it.
That's what,
you know, like, cause I don't really know that, because I feel like we don't really know their life story. We know what we hear,
right,
you know, on TV,
right,
and stuff. We don't really know if the story that the person is telling is legit or not, just because he might be quoting different street names and stuff like that. You know, I don't know. So it's just, to me, I just feel like, I think it's really just really envious people who don't want to see these people succeed, or they feel like they're taking money out of their mouths or something, and they feel like they have to, you know, do something. I don't know. I just feel so mixed, so many mixed emotions about all of this, to be honest.
No, I
with
feel
you.
The
so
same
many
about
mixed
that.
Emotions.
Divas. For those of us, because I myself, I'm not into, I'm so, I'm not, I wouldn't consider myself up there in age and out of the loop, but for those of us who are not aware of, you know, all the new artists and the rap and what's been going on, inform me a little bit. More of from what I, you know, than what I've heard. This rapper, young rapper, up and coming rapper, or is he already established? Or was he already established? And, you know, inform me as to what you ladies know or heard. All I know is that
there's
a young rapper.
I think I raised a list in a little bubble.
Yes, I do. Oh, my God. I do.
I forgot. Miss Mobetta, here we are just steady going back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry,
yeah,
right?
It's okay because y'all see I'm
just piggybacking off Miss Mobetta. We just vibing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure I am one of those people who are in my own little world, and I just know that some rapper – young rapper got shot and killed, and I don't know what the story is or what the
you know what?
Possible story
you're,
is.
You're one of many.
No,
you're one of many. You're one of many, and
yeah,
we probably should have announced it because some
yeah
other callers may not know either.
Well, like, wait a minute. I'm getting more and more lost. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, so first and foremost, Dons and Divas, the lines are open. Please feel free to join in if you would like. The phone number to dial in is 319-527-6761. And join in if you'd like. You don't have to use your own name. You could be anyone else. Press that number one so that you can join in.
I'm sure Miss Mobetta knows more than me when it comes down to it. But you do know that Migos is made up of three people, right? One of them is Cardi B's husband. Are you familiar with that or no?
Offset?
Not really. Yeah.
No. What's her husband's name?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Offset?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, that I know. That I know, because I've been looking at her. Yeah, I got a little something.
Ray, what we're going to say to you and to a lot of the other callers that are calling in, I would say look up Migos, okay? M-O-G-O-S.
Migos.
Okay. Right, and they're not, I don't feel like they're new. I feel like they've been out, you know, for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. One of them are married to
Cardi
B. Yeah,
I don't think that they're new at all, but Offset is the one that's married to Cardi B. But there is, the other two members are Takeoff and Quavo. So, and I'm pretty sure, like, from so, and Takeoff is the one that did get killed the other night. But they say it wasn't intended for him. It's kind of like they were playing dice, but wrong place. You know, I guess just being in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, because if he wasn't the intended target, you know, there's that's what I was mentioning earlier. There's so many different stories of what took place and who did this and who did that and arguments that took place. It's so hard to figure out, like, who knows what.
Ladies.
You know, they have videos circulating of him, you know, on the ground. You know, one clip has him standing
ladies,
up. Standing
we
next
have
like
a caller.
Females,
I hate to cut you off,
you know.
But we got a caller.
No, you can go ahead.
Online. We have a caller waiting on the line.
Okay. Hello,
caller.
Welcome
to the Diva Squad.
Are you there?
Hello? Can you
hear
me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Well, you already know who I am. Big Steve, Steady Bear, whatever you want to call me. You already
Steady
know
Bear.
I'm in the building.
Welcome. Welcome, Steady Bear.
All right.
Welcome.
You know, well, first of all, I just want to say, when you get to a certain status, why are you in a bowling alley? Why are you in a skating? Why are you anywhere around people who's not up the way you at? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's going to hate on you. First of all, if I only got $5 in my pocket and I know you got millions, why are you in there? You only see Jay-Z, 50 Cent. You never see KRS-One. You never see nobody in that status. Even Allen Iverson was in that same thing in the bowling alley when he got in that trouble. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just about that. It's like knowing where you belong, knowing where you at. If you give me $1 million right now, ain't nobody going to see me in the hood. No. I'm going to be up there with the same people. That's right. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, he shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have been around nothing like that, nothing, because your status is too far.
I don't know.
And like you said, jealousy, and that's the truth. Everybody, they got a lot of people jealous, hating. If I can't put diapers on my kid, and you can, why are you in the same hood as me? Why are you anywhere around there? No. Pull yourself away from everything. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z said, this is a quote, he said, if you shoot me, you're famous. If I shoot you, I'm shameless. So why put yourself in anywhere like that? Everybody going, oh, know what I said? No, why was he there? That's what I said. Why was you there? Why are you in a bowling alley? You know what I'm saying? And then because he's a rapper, he got exposed. What happened to Allen Iverson when he was in the bowling alley and his boys and all of them got in a big fight? Same thing. Why was you there, AI? AI, you're a millionaire. Why are you in these places? You know what I'm saying? All these rappers want to be gangsters, goons. No, everybody can be a gangster goon, but learn where you're supposed to be a gangster goon at. You're supposed to be away from everybody. You can rap, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, but put yourself somewhere else. Put yourself somewhere else.
So you think that once you get to a certain status, you shouldn't go to certain places?
Yeah, it's a fact. Because you got haters.
Oh, okay.
You got people who pull up. That person that don't get your status, and picture this. Just picture this. I can't feed my kid, right? But you can feed your kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give him your kid,
right.
Your kid got Gucci, got $300 pair sneakers on, wearing Kanye West's sneakers, you know, and all that. My kid, I got to go to Pathmark, ShopRite, Kmart to get a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You think I care about you? I'm like, man, I don't care. You shouldn't be around me. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do? Man, I'll kill you. I'm already jealous.
I kind of disagree with that though, because I feel like, to me, I'll be the first person to say that I may not have everything, you know, but if you don't have what I have, and I don't have to be a millionaire, but people kill people for anything, and you can take my life tomorrow, but that don't mean you're going to be in my status. You're not going to get my money. You know what I'm saying?
But
so I don't know if that's, you know.
I understand what you're saying, but if your status...
Uh-oh.
Picture Donald Trump coming down
Diva.
Where we at. If you got
we
a certain status,
caller.
You got to know
know
where you're supposed to be at. You're not supposed to be around people. You're not supposed
to
be around.
All right, yeah.
Biggie Small right. Said.
Hold that thought real quick.
Yeah, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. We have another Don on the line. Don, are you there?
Hello?
Sir,
hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, I'm
welcome.
Here. I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you. What's going on, Divas? I'm listening.
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody? I'm listening, and I have to disagree with that. I have to disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I can't see myself getting money and not going somewhere because this person don't. My hood. If I was to have $1 million right now, I'm from the Bronx. If I was to have $1 million right now, I'd go back to the Bronx. You're not going to stop me from going where I want to go because I got money. That's impossible. That's like saying, okay, if I got a new pair of six, all right, perfect example. When they was doing the Bloods and Crips, everybody didn't want to wear red. I wore my red leather jacket. You know, I wore my red leather jacket. You're not going to stop me from wearing what I want to wear. That's like, okay, because if I leave out the Bronx, like, for instance, Jay-Z's mother didn't want to leave Brooklyn. I actually met her one day. So she was still in Brooklyn when Jay-Z moved out. You understand? She said she's not leaving Brooklyn. So does that mean she was supposed to leave because Jay-Z got money? No, it's the ignorant, arrogant people that want to bother people because they don't have it. That's jealousy, that's envy, and that's what gets them caught up. You understand? It ain't the fact that, okay, well, ignorant. I can't go out. I can't go where I'm at because I got enough money and you don't got it. If that's the case, I can hire somebody to kill you then. If that's the case, then what you going to do? You feel me? So it's not all about a person having it. I feel like if a person has it, they're allowed to go back to their hood. But of course you're going to have the ignorant and arrogant. You're right. You're going to have that. Regardless of the fact that that shouldn't stop a person from going back to their hood or going where they was going before. Tracy Morgan is my people. They from the Bronx. Tracy Morgan still comes to the Bronx over on Burnside and all that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's coming from
everyone.
So
I understand what you're saying. But if you go back, look at why I called Clef.
Everybody's entitled to
He gave $3 million to Haiti.
Who's that?
And they still try to kidnap him. You can't stop it.
You
know what I'm saying? I said, look at Waco Clef.
Okay,
you hear me? Okay, now he gave $3 million to Haiti, right? They still try to kill him. They still try to kidnap him. So it ain't about us or what we know. Haiti's just like Brooklyn, just like Queens, just like Long Island.
No,
if you got it, stay away. Because it ain't about us. It's about what they're going to do. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But you got to realize, Haiti, they kidnapping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do Uber. It was a lady I had in my car. They kidnapped her niece. And they wanted her to pay $1 million. Haiti was kidnapping everybody at that time. It wasn't just white, but they was kidnapping everybody. So, you know, and it wasn't only Haiti. It was somewhere else, too. Damn, I can't remember where it was. But it was somewhere else, and they was kidnapping everybody. It was bad times over there. It was real bad.
This whole scenarios, all these scenarios with people, our people being killed by each other and all of that stuff, is because a lot of people have this sense of entitlement going on. They think because, all right, we grew up in the same area, you getting this money and all that stuff, that we should get it too. And then, you know, once you do start separating yourself and show up, then they get mad. Like, oh, what you doing here? Why are you here? Why is dude here? You know what I'm saying? It's that sense of entitlement. Why you ain't put me on? Or why you didn't? Listen, not everybody has the same blessings. Not everybody has the same talent. Right. Not everybody has that. You understand what I'm saying? And again, arrogance and ignorance is why these people are walking around here with guns and all of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to you? Let's get out here and shoot the fair one. Shooting, and I don't mean that literally. I'm talking about with the fist. You know what I mean? So it's arrogance and ignorance.
They don't have that mentality no more. That was back in our era. I don't know how old everybody is, but
that's a fact.
You know, you fight, you lose, boom. That's it. That's how I met my best friend over 40 years now. Over 40 years. We fought. Boom, 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 boom. When I was 8 years old, I beat him up. Boom, boom, boom. So he could do a rock hit my eye. Boom, boom, boom. But we became the best of friends. From this day, that's still my man. We don't got to see each other for years, but that's still my man. You understand? So but nowadays, you can't do that out here. Exactly. You can't do that out here now. You got these knuckleheads.
I don't know.
It's easy to get a gun now.
People keep getting out of the scenario, right? Everybody watched New Jack City. Oh, it's a good movie, boo. They nobody read in between the lines. I tell this over and over.
Uh-huh.
Nino Brown sat in that courtroom. What'd he say? He said, ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. He said,
that's
this is bigger than
that's
Nino
right.
Brown.
That's right.
The government is putting
that's
out more guns and everything that you know to give to us to kill mm-hmm. each other off. Boom. And then they're like, look at these black people. All right, the police was going, oh, the white people killing us. They put more guns in all over for the black people to kill each other off. So now they can use that for excuse. But he said it, isn't it? And people are, and that movie
yeah.
is supposed to be based on 88. He
that's
said, ain't no
they
made
know we gonna fall for the trap. They know we gonna fall for the trap because this is what people
yep.
are singing about. This is what people rapping about. This is the
don't
what they
know,
see in the videos. And all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So they thinking that
that's
this is what I
generation.
Have to have to be at that status. This is what I have to have. Like I said before, you don't even have to have talent to be a rapper nowadays. You don't need talent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
All you need is a gimmick. All you need is a gimmick. You don't
mm-hmm.
need talent. They're not storytellers anymore. The whole art of rap is gone. Ain't no art in rap. That's why I'm sold on listening to old school rap. Or rap from our era, like the Don just said, the rap and the music from our era, because it was a storytelling. We don't even know half the lyrics. All
mm-hmm.
we knew they had a good melody and it had us partying. You know what I'm saying? But it
that's
didn't
right.
have us out
yeah.
here shooting each other.
Right.
But these young kids, they're telling their stories. Their stories is Molly Percocets. Molly Percocets. You know what I'm saying? We had, like, maybe South Bronx. Hip-hop, studded out in the park. You know what I'm saying? We had park events.
Yeah.
What they got? Molly Percocets, K2. They all tell. They're telling us that what they, this is all they do. They got PlayStation.
Yeah, but
nobody goes to work. Mm-hmm. They got Molly, K2, and all that. That's their story. You know what I'm saying? But the story started because you can't beat kids no more. You can't say nothing. And all the parents are trying to be the kids' best friends. Ain't nobody's parents going, yo, me and my man was riding back from work today, and he played something. And he said, yo, I sent this to somebody. He said, yo, it was so crazy because, know what the lady says? She says, it ain't the same no more. He says, your kids is coming in your conversation. Your kids is trying to be your best friend. Your kids is boom. He says, your kids, when you got beef with somebody, your kids got beef with somebody. Hell no. We used to walk in, yo, what you got to say? And first of all, it was excuse me. You know how you hold that finger up when you go to church? That means excuse me, I'm about to walk to the bathroom or walk out. That's how the kids just come in the room. Excuse me, can I say something? And it's like, hold on a minute. Pause. All right, say something. Now get your ass out. Go outside. I don't care what you do. Just get the hell out of here and don't come. That's the problem. What do these kids do all day? They stay in the house, on the game. Nobody's in the parks. Nobody nothing. And all they talk about is getting high, vaping, weed, Molly, Percocets. They are telling their story. This is the stories they got to tell. We had stories because we was in the park. We was like, oh, so-and-so was drinking the OE and got knocked out. Him in the bottle was drunk sleeping. They can't tell nothing like that. They like, your homeboy was up there knocking his head on a bus from the what? K2. What's the other lean and all
it
that?
Depends.
So that's
but
what it's coming
it depends,
to. That's
though.
That's what's wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's a fact.
But their story.
Huh?
But what you're saying is correct though. Their story is the story that they're telling. But as parents, we should be helping
exactly.
dictate a different story. Because if we're allowing our kids to sit at home, play video games all day, not get a job, not teach
mm-hmm.
them sense of responsibility, or you know, like the real hustle, or getting out there, really getting money like you're supposed to. If we're allowing that as parents, then guess what? We're just as guilty as the kids are. Because this is the foundation that we're setting for them. We're not being role models.
Exactly.
So therefore, to
exactly.
me, I just thought at the end of the day, this is what you're setting up for your kids. So you can't be mad when your kid now got beef with the person you got beef with. You can't be mad now if the kid is going to shoot up different places. You can't be mad at that because this is the example that you're setting. But as parents, we have to do better. We have to do better as parents, I feel.
I understand what you're saying, right?
And yeah, you know, I agree because, like you said, like the man
be better
said,
as a people.
The parents
period.
Is trying to be friends with their kids.
Absolutely.
You can't be friends. You're not supposed to be friends with your kids. You're supposed
to be
that's
a fact.
You understand? And that's what
fact.
That is. I definitely agree with that. It's a lot of them out here that want to be friends. They want to smoke with their kids and everything. Your kid is only 17 years old. Why are they smoking in front of you? You understand? Why are they smoking
right.
period? You understand? Like the kids,
because,
you know, they play the games and everything. I'm gonna be straight up front. When my kids come over, they sit and they play the game. I have to blame myself sometimes instead of saying, "Yo, let's go outside and play some basketball or something." You understand? So the parents also has a part to play. You have to get involved with them. If you don't get involved with them, that's what they're going to do. Because they feel like, okay,
that's
I feel like
fact.
I can do it. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm going to play my game all day long. You understand?
And the streets
you know,
will raise your kids
bad.
And your kids will
outside.
So. Mm-hmm.
But as we've grown up, right? As we were growing up, our parents, our friends' parents, could put foot in our ass, right? You can't even hardly talk a certain way to your kid because the government gave them a 1-800 number to call, 1-800 child abuse. So that's why these kids start at 13, like, hit me. I'm going to call that, and half the parents don't want to get rid of their kids. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'll tell my kid, yo, come get them. I said, come get them. But when they come get them, come get them back. Because anything I bought was in this house. So this is where it's all coming from. Mm-hmm. It ain't just coming from the music industry. It's coming from the government. The government is putting away. You can't even yell at your kid. The kid go to school and be like, oh, he yelled at me. Now you got the people in the school calling what? CPS. You know what I'm saying? A lot of parents got to be like, take them. And when that kid get there and run around like, damn, you ain't got them schools. You ain't got them Jordans. You ain't even eating a sloppy Joe. Know what you eating? You eating a cold cheese sandwich from the people. But that's where it's coming from. People don't understand. It's coming from the government. The government is shifting us to where this is where it's supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying?
But
we never had a CPS. We call CPS. Our CPS was whoever kicked your goddamn ass was our CPS. Now, yo, they teach you. They teach them kids at what, 2-3 years old?
I don't think it's only the government,
dialless number.
I think it's
if your parent
too.
Even yell at you. We don't,
right.
Like,
you know
like the comedian said on the Shaq joint. He said, Ari Spears. You heard what he said? He said, the white boy, he said, my mother smacked the white boy. The white boy turned into one of us. He said, waiting by the water. You know what I'm saying? Now you yell at your kid and what? They call, yo, I call CPS. They sneak in the room and call a CPS on you, and they come and take your kid. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not the parents. It's what the government is putting out on giving these numbers to the kids.
The
kids do
what? You know
what? We can't
so,
talk about
it.
I think it is the parents.
I was going
to
say.
If you remember back
I
in the
do
day,
agree
the parents used to say, go ahead.
I agree to a certain extent, but I do believe it starts with the parents. I really do. I believe it starts with your household. It starts with what you're doing in your household and how you're raising your children. Now, I don't care. I'll beat my kids in a minute. I will beat them. I brought them in here. If GPS comes to my house and they want to take them with you. And if you don't, guess what? I'm going to beat their ass as soon as you leave. Point blank, period.
Facts. Back.
If you don't take them, guess what? I'm going to spank them when you leave. That's it. You're not telling me how to raise my kids. And that's the problem that people have. You're trying to be their friends. So since you want to be their friends, and then when you cross that line and now you have to discipline, now they're like, oh, my God. Now they want to call somebody to come in. Well, you can call them. And once you call them, they better take you when they leave. Because if they don't, now you done wasted my time. Because mama's a go-getter. Mama's working hard. So now I got to take off work to wait for somebody to come to the house and do an investigation for what? Because you don't know how to act? You better go with them. You better go with them. And if you don't, I feel bad for you. That's my opinion. I'm just saying. I beat kids. I done had too many switches. I done had too many extension cords. I done had too many branches off the tree. Go pick which one you want. I done had too many of those for somebody to tell me, oh, now that's not right.
Well, you see now that you have these people getting on, you know, on TikTok and all kinds of other stuff talking about that. It was abuse. What we went through when we were younger. Like, yeah, it might have been abuse to a certain extent, but it did not break you.
I don't think so.
You understand what I'm saying? It didn't break you to the point to where you don't feel like discipline is out of the question. But, I mean, there's different levels. People handle their children how they want to. Like somebody was saying earlier, when we were younger, it used to be a village. There's no villages anymore. It used to be it took a village to raise a child because if whatever your parents didn't see, the neighbor saw or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it was corrective action. Back then, our parents, a lot of our parents and families, we didn't have the resources nor the education that we need, that mm-hmm. we have available today. You understand? So, you know, if your kids and stuff is out of control today, like I said before, charity starts at home and it spreads abroad. You know, not all kids follow what parents tell you. They get out, sneak, do everything, but that's what children do. But, you know, most of this stuff, you got some parents that are off the hook. So we can't just keep letting them off the hook. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Yeah, does the government play a big part? Absolutely. And that's a whole other show we can get into that. We can dig into. But you're taking it way back. You know what I'm saying? You have to start at the bottom when it comes to that. So, but, yes, the parents, you know, like you said, you have some parents that for either working or the absent parent, there's a lot of reasons why a lot of these kids are secluded in rooms and different things like that. You have some people that just don't want to be bothered. Everybody's story is different, is my point of saying that. Everybody has a story to tell at the end of the day, but not everybody's story is the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just too many outside influences. You have the internet, all these social media sites and different things like that are influencing your children first. Because that's where they're spending most of the time, is on the internet and on the games.
That's a fact.
And they're talking to people from all over the world who has different cultural backgrounds and upbringing. So it's just a lot of outside influences. It makes it hard for parents to
get.
Sure.
Yeah.
We can go
And everybody on this phone is right. Nobody's wrong. So it's like, how can you sum it up? You can't. Everybody that said something on this phone tonight is right. It's like everybody got a point on everything, so how could you sum it up? It's hard.
Hard. To sum it up, is you, and when I say you, I'm speaking generally, because that including myself. You have to make sure you do the right things at all times. You know what I mean? And if it goes left and out, then it just goes left. But you have to make sure you do what's right. You can't move, you know, because of somebody else, because you can just remove yourself from people who don't do right. But you have to do the right thing. I can't help what nobody else does or says or whatever. You just have to make sure you're right.
I would say you know better, you do better. You know, because as parents, we know what the right thing to do is. You know, we know what it is. So we know how to raise productive children. I believe it. I honestly do. I believe that we know how to be involved in our children's lives and to raise productive children. People could tell you, I was raised in the ghetto. But guess what? That don't mean that you rob, steal, and, you know, and rob people all over the place. No, you could be raised in the ghetto.
Right.
You can. Or you could still be a productive citizen raised in the ghetto. You can grow up having cheese sandwiches, but guess what? That don't mean you're going to feed your kids cheese sandwiches. You're going to want more than what you had before. So I say you know better, you do better. You got to raise these kids better than what we're doing. And I'm speaking at anybody, everybody as a whole, myself included. You know better, you do better. Let's raise these kids right. Let's make them productive.
Right.
When they go out, they're able to make better decisions. And I don't think that the village is as strong as it used to be, because when
absolutely
you get disrespectful
not
to your parents, guess what? You're disrespectful to your parents. So you got to marry the neighbor. So when Mary the neighbor see you doing wrong and you disrespectful to your parents, why would Mary say something to you if you don't even respect yourself or your parents? That's a waste of time and energy. And that's raising her blood pressure. For what? You got to raise your kids better. To me, I'm sorry. When I was raised, they put fear in your heart. That's what it was. They put that fear, and they want you to know you are going to be somebody. You start from yourself, from within, and we help build you up. So when you do go out in the street, guess what? You're going to meet those different people from different challenges and different backgrounds, but you'll know the right decision to make. You'll know the right company to be around. You'll know not to be out there drinking and driving high or whatever. You'll know better. You'll know better because I have instilled better in you. And if you make the wrong decision, then that is on you. But I have raised you the correct way to me.
Right. Because I know I didn't raise you that way. Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Nope.
What an awesome show. Sorry, Stephen. Woo, yes, yes, yes. Time is of the essence. It is already 8:59. Yes. So, final thoughts, any and all. Yeah. Final thoughts. Final thoughts. Teddy Bear.
Start with the callers first. Teddy Bear.
Let's go around. Let's go around. Teddy Bear. Final thoughts on tonight's show.
Oh, yo, want me to set it off? Final thoughts. Final thoughts.
Set it off.
Just
set it off.
Pray and just. Final thoughts. Just pray and be safe because. In the news, every day everybody is getting shot. Every day, even innocent people. So all we gotta do is just pray, just hope that we're safe. That's the only thing we can do. That's the final thought because it's crazy. And never know at any given time what could happen. So all we can do is just pray and just hope that what we just be safe and everybody.
Amen.
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 Is the other Don still on? Is the other Don still on the phone?
Oh yeah, I'm still here. I got to go with what the Don said. Definitely got to pray and be safe because you know what? Life is too short. You're here today, gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it is the fact of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sometimes it's just the Lord's way of saying, all right, it's time for you to come home. You know? And as far as I know with the kids, I feel like, you know, it's a different atmosphere now because back in the days, your mother or your parents would tell you, instead of sitting on a computer, what's the first thing they say? Take your A outside. Get out of here. Go outside somewhere. You know, parents don't even say that no more. Oh, you on your computer? Go on your game. That's what they say now. Go on your game. They don't say go outside no more. They go on your game. You know? So, I also think that life is what you make it, plain and simple. You know? You just got to know. Pray we live to see another day, God willing. That's all
Amen.
I have to say on that.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Maybe. This is Ray Queen. This is Ray Queen. I'm going to go next. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Pray for yourself. Pray for your kids. Pray for your family. Pray for everybody. Just stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
Passing the mic. Passing on the mic.
Yes, yes.
So on you. So what you going to do?
So what you going to do?
Again, this was a very, very interesting show tonight. It's a few topics. It's a few topics that we actually touched on that had the common denominator here. We definitely must, it's imperative now that we stay prayed up, you know, because the enemy is attacking our children. The enemy's after our children. So we definitely have to stay prayed up. And we have to do better as a people. And I'm speaking to African American people right now. We have to do better as a people. Stop acting like we are our own enemies. Because that's how we're acting, like our own enemies. Because this is what you have in your thoughts. This is what's in your head. Change your thought process. Change your way of thinking. Change your narrative. The mold has to be broken sometime or another. Now is the time. Now is the time. Because you see, the numbers are climbing and the people are declining.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, again, I'm praying for everybody that's on here listening, that, you know, all the callers tonight. I'm praying for everybody. I pray for everybody's safety and that God keeps you covered with the blood of Jesus. And keep that fiery hedge of protection around you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I should go on. I kind of mentioned my final topic already. My final thoughts was pretty much, you know better, you do better. You know, I'm sticking with it. At the end of the day, we have to raise our kids better. It starts at home, and I believe that we're the ones that can make a difference. You know, when you see, as you're raising your kid, and you see them going in that wrong path, I believe you have a duty. You have a duty of responsibility to help bring them back and help them get on the right path so that they can be productive citizens out there and warn them, because at the end of the day, no one is promised tomorrow. But every breath in you, whatever I can change, whatever I could do, I will do. 110%, I will do it. I believe that we can make a difference if we just do better. I do. I believe it. That's my final thought. Shazelle Storm signing off. Have a blessed and safe week, everybody. God bless.
Yeah.
I might take a lot of shopping spree in the club. Goddamn, all drinks on me.